Good evening. An extraordinary day in the history of Seattle. Protests that began before 7 this morning ranged throughout the downtown core all day. And now, for the first time in memory, a curfew has been imposed. A state of civil emergency and the curfew was announced by Mayor Paul Schell just 45 minutes ago. It goes into effect at 7 o'clock this evening, a little more than an hour from now, and is to last until dawn for the area bounded by Denny to Yesler and I-5 to the water. The curfew is the result of ongoing confrontations between police and determined protesters. Riot police used heavy doses of tear gas to force a lingering crowd of protesters away from the front of the Sheraton Hotel about an hour ago. Police have pushed those protesters north past Nordstrom's and Nike Town, where windows were smashed earlier in the day. KPLU's Dan Treidel has been at the scene of another standoff a couple of blocks away that's been going on since mid-afternoon. Dan, tell us where you are first.
I'm Stewart Street, a kitty corner from the Bon Marché. People might recognize that area. Seattle police effectively used tear gas to push back protesters from the Sheraton and the Convention Center all the way down 3rd Avenue and 4th Avenue past essentially around Stewart Street. A number of protesters are still lingering in the streets, just cooling their heels.
Describe for me the situation that you were watching throughout the afternoon down at around 3rd and Pike.
It had to be several thousand protesters chanting, milling about, dancing. Seattle police very stoic, inch by inch, trying to move people back. And finally, at one point, a number of tear gas rounds were fired. The crowds rushed back, ran back. Saw a lot of people with teary-eyed, swelled-eyed. And it was a very bizarre situation for Seattle, Steve. In any other time of year, there would be crowds of holiday shoppers on the streets. Right now, we have the holiday lights, but a lot of angry people running through clouds of tear gas.
Dan, we've got a few seconds left. Does it look like these people who are down there now are going to leave, or are they going to stick around for a while?
A lot of them have been talking about meeting tomorrow morning between 5:30 and 7 o'clock in various locations in downtown. They're not intending on dispersing at all. Their attitude is we're going to continue. One protester said it's going to be a long week here in Seattle.
Dan Treidel, thank you very much. Seattle Police Department spokesman Clem Benton says police are using tear gas and pepper spray to clear the streets in order to protect public safety.
From the start, our objective has been and always was to allow the protesters to, have their say, have their voice. Once there start being property damage and assaulted behavior, we have no choice but to take action. Our number one concern is public safety, and that includes property and persons.
Benton says it's not possible for police to distinguish between peaceful protesters and those who have turned to violence. Meanwhile, WTO Director Michael Moore says the trade summit will go forward as planned, despite the delays caused by protests this morning. He told reporters he's unhappy the demonstrations turned confrontational.
Here in Seattle, I think we witnessed a sad day. I want to urge a maximum of restraint in the coming few days.
Moore says the sporadic mayhem on downtown streets was counterproductive.
For those who argue we should stop our work, tell that to the poor people in South Africa. Tell that to those who are marginalized. Tell that to those who want a better deal.
Moore says WTO delegates had a successful working lunch, and he was pleased the afternoon business sessions began close to on time. A small group of protesters turned violent in downtown Seattle, spoiling the day for the nonviolent protesters. KPLU's Robert Tynes has more.
Glass was flying as several demonstrators bashed in storefront windows. They were dressed all in black, their faces completely covered. The group of about 30 started their destruction by popping tires and spray-painting anarchy symbols on police cars. Scores of peaceful protesters demanded that the radicals stop, including Rob Brown of Maine. He says the vandals and their actions have nothing to do with protesting the WTO conference.
It's pointless. It's completely 100% counterproductive.
Several other bystanders kept the radicals from destroying all the windows at a U.S. bank. But many other stores were not as lucky. McDonald's, The Gap, Cartier, and Washington Mutual suffered major damage. Many merchants throughout downtown Seattle have protected themselves by boarding up windows and posting security guards. Robert Tynes, KPLU News.
The demonstrations began early today, well before 7 o'clock, as protesters vowed to shut down the WTO conference. KPLU's Liam Moriarty was there.
By 7 o'clock in the morning, thousands of well-organized protesters had taken control of more than a dozen downtown intersections. At one corner after another, lines of police in riot gear faced off against chanting, dancing demonstrators. One man says he and the others are committed to using nonviolent civil disobedience to block WTO delegates from conducting business.
We're ready to go to jail for it, ready to face police clubs for it, and we're going to shut them down, turn the system upside down, and get people back in control.
Protest marshals chanting no violence were locking arms to create a space between the crowds and the police lines. After several hours of stalemate, police resorted to pepper spray and tear gas to clear a corridor to the convention center. WTO delegates were then escorted to the center, where the conference was finally opened in late afternoon. Liam Moriarty, KPLU News.
Meanwhile, organized labor promised a peaceful march through downtown Seattle, and they delivered. Nearly 40,000 people paraded from the Seattle Center to Westlake Plaza and back. KPLU's Paula Whistle reports.
With a cadre of Harley Davidsons leading the way, the marchers, many wearing rain ponchos emblazoned with union insignia, chanted their dissatisfaction with the WTO.
They say free trade, we say no way!
During a two-hour rally preceding the march, a dizzying number of union officials ranted about a World Trade Organization that they say excludes them.
The stories being reported in every newspaper, radio, and television in America and around the world is about our demands for workers' rights, human rights, environmental, and public health.
They're either going to fix the WTO or we'll nix it. One of the two, fix it or nix it. Fix it or nix it.
Teamsters head Jim Hoffa and the AFL-CIO's John Sweeney stood shoulder to shoulder holding an anti-WTO banner, determined to, in the words of one organizer, rise above the violent protesters. 900 union peacekeepers worked to keep the massive number of people moving in the right direction. Environmentalists and myriad other groups joined in on the way downtown. Union officials say it marks the beginning of a broad-based movement against the World Trade Organization. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.
Meanwhile, there was some business related to the World Trade Organization that did go on today. About a mile from the tear gas and the protest marchers, one WTO meeting went ahead without much delay. KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe attended the Seattle Host Committee's forum on electronic commerce.
The growing importance of internet commerce to the world economy was the theme of this meeting, far from the fray of the protesters. Several WTO agreements currently protect and promote e-commerce, with policies such as the ban on taxes for trade conducted in cyberspace. But that ban runs out at the end of the year. U.S. Commerce Secretary William Daley says, in spite of the disruptions on day one of the WTO meeting, he's still confident ministers will agree to an extension.
I believe there will be an acknowledgement that governments should do less regulation, and there will be an acknowledgement that these issues are extremely important into the next century for developing economies.
Many developing countries are resisting the ban because they fear they'll lose too much tax revenue as more and more trade moves online. Some also say they need more time to get anti-piracy laws in place. Daley says there's room for negotiation. He also feels it's becoming clear that many of the five-year-old agreements of the WTO need readjustment.
And I think we all have to recommit ourselves to engaging the general public on these issues. Trade is no longer an issue for the elites or for Wall Street. It truly is Main Street or Pine Street, wherever it's taking place today.
But Daley says that can only happen if the conference is able to meet without disruption. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.
And the WTO does continue tonight. There is a dinner at the Museum of Flight. Tomorrow, President Clinton comes to town, and the protesters say they'll be there as well. As I said at the top of this report, this has been an extraordinary day in downtown Seattle. The tear gas being used tonight can be smelled here inside KPLU's bureau at 6th and Stewart. Some of our reporters have been very close to the action. Dan Tridle was tear gassed this morning and pepper sprayed this afternoon. Bellamy Palethorpe and Liam Moriarty both were gassed. And Robert Tynes, he was given some minor first aid here in the bureau when he returned from the scene. The best way to tell the story of this day is through the sounds they gathered. For them and for all the rest of our staff here, I'm Steve Kruger, KPLU News.
They put on the gas mask, start spraying us with pepper spray.
The entire world is watching.
Nobody gets in or out, okay? Everybody make a strong line. We've got a strong line over there.
Be nice.
Everybody was standing there, and then they just started launching off tear gas.
and people were coughing and they can't breathe. I was lightheaded. I was like blacking out.
No violence!
If we don't succeed meeting in Seattle, we'll meet somewhere else.
I think one of the most amazing things is the delegates are talking to the protesters, you know, outside the convention center. They're not able to get in. And so there's a lot of discussion going on between the delegates and the protesters.